So, coming back to our body. Coming back to a comfortable and upright posture, with the way we sit. Coming back to the present moment. Becoming fully aware of our body and mind right now. Doing ourselves the favor to totally let go of any hopes or fears, expectations, worries or concerns for the time being. Just coming to rest in the present moment right now. Letting our awareness fill the entire space of our body, right down to the ground. Grounding our awareness in the moment right now. Coming to rest there, cultivating awareness that is at peace, still and clear, as we begin to observe the sensations throughout our body as they arise. This way, fully abiding in the present with whatever arises in our body. Wherever we hold resistance or tension, we Gently let go of that, releasing it using our outward. Relaxing more and more deeply with every outward. Being aware that the key really lies in the out-breath. Letting go of tightness that we hold in the body as well as in the mind. And fully coming to rest here. Calming the discursive mind. Quietening down. It's totally settling down. And as a motivation, we can think that the purpose is on the long run to realize a way to free the mind completely from any negativity or harmful state. You can observe your mind for a moment and think about this. To free the mind completely from any harmful state and negativity. So when you look at your mind, you can think this mind. My mind. To free it completely from any negativity. Cultivating all my positive qualities. Then, for example, you can imagine the person that you would like to be. Internally. Become aware that this is an actual possibility. Once you have established this picture of your own highest vision of yourself, knowing that it's an actual possibility to achieve that. then you can make it your own life's purpose, your own personal responsibility to achieve this highest vision of yourself, to reach this state of being what you really, truly want to be, making this meditation the cause for this to happen. With this motivation as a basis, as your ground, you can narrow your focus to your breathing and as you breathe totally naturally without making any special effort, with letting your body breathe itself, you bring all your awareness to the sensations of the breath as they arise throughout the body, wherever they most noticeably arise for you. Cultivate an ongoing flow of awareness of these sensations, totally staying present with that as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Are you still with your breath? Bring your awareness back to the sensations of your breathing, cultivating this ongoing quality of being present with a very relaxed yet alert and attentive state of mind. Whatever thoughts or mental events may arise, we don't give them any energy. We don't indulge in them at all. We completely stay with our breathing and the sensations the breath provokes throughout the body. Like sitting by the side of a river, watching thoughts and emotions, mental events flow by without getting affected by them in any way. Having our main interest with our breath. With every in-breath, refreshing our focus. With every out-breath, relaxing our body and mind. Without intellectualizing or looking for anything special, we simply learn how to be simple. can take a few moments to stretch your body, adjust a little bit. Sometimes it's also good to stand up for a few seconds. Yeah. Just a few seconds of standing up completely changes your body constitution. It can really help. And then we simply settle back for our second half, where we are going to examine a little bit the difference between pleasurable experience and actual genuine happiness. So for some time you can reconnect with your breath. Quieting down your awareness, coming back to the present. Then we can begin by simply recognizing that in our life we have a very strong wish for happiness. Yeah, we all want to be happy, to have a happy and fulfilling life. So we do not only wish for happiness today or only for the coming weeks or months. But if we look very closely, we can clearly see that there is a deep wish for lasting happiness, to experience happiness forever. To be satisfied, fulfilled, to be happy forever. And if we look at our own life, our own experiences, we can also clearly see that everything we did in this life was motivated by the wish to be happy. That this basic yearning lies behind every single action we do, to find some happiness. So having had this wish in our mind constantly, acting towards this goal, now we have to ask ourselves, what kind of happiness have we found? Constantly being motivated by this wish, making so much effort to gain this happiness we seek. What kind of happiness have we actually found up until now? So you can bring that to mind, remembering all the different kinds of happiness you experienced in your life, and check up for yourself. How long did this happiness stay with me? How long did it last? You can very clearly find out by checking, is this happiness with me right now? Is this happiness I experienced in my life with me right now in every moment? When we investigate in this way, most of us will have the feeling that there is still something missing, that we are not fully content, fully satisfied in this moment right now, that all the happiness we found simply did not last. It wasn't stable. So examine again these moments of happiness in your life. When you had a feeling totally complete, really fulfilled, not needing anything. Being in this sense of joy and well-being. How long did it last? How long did it stay with you? And as we bring to mind these moments in our life, we can also ask ourselves the question, were these experiences actually in the nature of happiness? In the nature of true happiness. This is actually a very important question that we have to ask ourselves. Because if this would be so, then by repeating this action again and again, they would produce even more and more happiness. Is that the case? If you repeat these actions, does they actually give you even more happiness? Or is it actually the opposite? Does it actually turn into discomfort? Being less and less satisfactory? You know, that it is like eating chocolate cake. Although we have a very pleasurable experience once we start having a piece of chocolate cake. The more we eat it, the more it turns into actual discomfort. The more we get sick of it. So without putting your experiences down, but really check very carefully for yourself, with your own experience, if the happiness you found up until now is like that. Having only found temporary happiness that did not last. Having found sense pleasures. Looking for happiness outside of yourself. Only experiencing sense objects. How much are you concerned with this kind of temporary happiness? And when one temporary happiness runs out, running to the next temporary happiness. And after that is finished, looking for the next temporary happiness. Check your own experience. As soon as we get up in the morning, we run from one temporary happiness to the next, all day long, until in the evening we are totally exhausted and fall into our bed. And the next morning the same, isn't it? Can you see that? That we mistake these kind of temporary pleasures for real happiness. Being obsessed with them, constantly looking for new experiences. But when we then take a look inside, we can see that none of these really fulfills the basic need we have for genuine, lasting happiness. Gives us a sense of inner, true fulfillment. So we try so hard to satisfy this wish of inner peace and happiness, but we run in circles, not reaching there. How can that be? What do we have to do? True happiness starts with the realization that we can never find it outside of ourselves. That we can never find a sense of inner peace by being preoccupied with outside sense pleasures, trying to find it outside. Only when we move our attention inwards towards our own mind, which is the source of our own experience, then we can find lasting happiness. Because simply, happiness and mental peace comes from your own mind, not from outside. So only when we get to know our own mind, how it works, what it is, and developing our own inner good qualities, then we can gain true peace. Because our good qualities stay with us forever, wherever we go. So in Buddhism we call this recognizing our true nature of mind. The nature of mind that is totally clear and already has every potential for true happiness. But we do not recognize that. We do not see it. So we can dedicate our positive potential that we've created through doing this meditation to the goal that we may actually see it. That by working on our mind we may gain this confidence. That we recognize that our true happiness already lies within us. That we only have to discover a way to recognize it. That we open our mind to these methods that allow us to do that. And once we came a few steps closer to recognizing this, imagine what kind of effect this will have to others. How beneficial we can be. Living our life in a more meaningful way. Being on this path of truly realizing our own potential. So we can dedicate to this goal, for this aim. Not only the positive potential we created right now, but throughout all this first day, the effort we made, we can dedicate it to this goal.